Hello everybody, welcome to Vijana Tupo Talks. In season 2 of Vijana Tupo Talks, we have been having conversations on digital entrepreneurship as a driver of job creation in Africa. Indeed, digital technologies have sprawled into nearly every part of the economy and the society, and really we cannot ignore the importance of technology in our everyday life. Now, you may want to go back to our previous episodes where we've talked about how we can take advantage of digital technologies and the digital media to grow our businesses. Platforms such as WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter are now becoming a source of economic transformation in our countries. Today, we continue with our discussion with our guest all the way from South Africa, Ms. Yvonne Lekalakala, who is a business development consultant and one of our amazing volunteers, Ms. Victoria Musioka, who will be hosting the show. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Greetings to all our listeners and welcome to today's podcast on Vijana Tupo Initiative. My name is Victoria Musioka, a volunteer at Vijana Tupo Initiative. Vijana Tupo Initiative is an initiative that seeks to provide suitable and workable solutions for all young people. This is by holding online conversations on various issues through various platforms such as this that we're having today over podcast. Today's podcast is in partnership with the United Nations Sustainable Development Solution Network, that is the UNSDSN, and Let's Create Africa organization. Today's topic is on the fundamentals of a successful digital entrepreneurship. And our speaker is Yvonne Lekalaka, who is going to be having this conversation with us as she takes us through her journey of entrepreneurship. She is a great lady, passionate about entrepreneurship, and has a great career diversity from engineering to entrepreneurship. Yvonne, karibu sana. You're welcome, Yvonne.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Victoria.
Thank you so much for creating your time to come and join us as we have this conversation.
I'm looking forward to it.
Great to hear. We also are really grateful and can't wait to just learn and hear from you. Kindly, Yvonne, share with us, who is Yvonne Lekalaka?
So,
I hope I pronounced Yvonne it well.
Yeah, so it is a little bit of a mouthful, but the correct pronunciation is Lekalakala. Mm-hmm. So Yvonne Lekalakala, I am currently based in South Africa, and I was born in Zambia, and to a Zambian dad and a South African mom, but I grew up in Botswana. Mm-hmm. And in my later years now have settled in South Africa. So I do consider myself quite a Pan-Africanist because I grew up traveling the continent quite extensively. Mm-hmm. And as such, when I went to study, I studied engineering. Mm-hmm. And I worked in a power plant for about 5 years before I decided to take the journey into entrepreneurship. It has been a steady journey because I completely changed from my engineering training. Mm-hmm. And went into the travel space. Mm-hmm. And spent a couple of years in travel, and have mm-hmm. recently now taken the next step now into the digital space of things. I think mm-hmm. that was something that I had always kept an eye on, had used throughout my journey, throughout my career progression within the travel industry, mm-hmm. but really got catapulted into the digital space because mm-hmm. of COVID-19 and all the interesting curveballs that were thrown our way, I think, across the globe. Mm-hmm. So yeah, in a nutshell, that's who I am as far as my roots and mm-hmm. my career progression and how it is I found myself where I am now in the digital entrepreneurship space.
That's amazing, interesting, and I think it's very, you're bringing it out in such a way that is very beautiful, from how, you know, you're coming from diverse community, you know, the South Africa, the Botswana, the Zambia, and then you're coming on and telling us about your engineering study, and then shifting from engineering and entering into entrepreneurship, you know, the traveling space. That's quite a lot, you know, and I feel it's quite a beautiful thing that you are, you know, you're all blended. It's great. And just going on, as you're talking about, because you're talking about entrepreneurship and the digital space, and yet you're bringing it in such a way that it's very, you know, it seems very beautiful. And we will just like you, I would like you to share with us the importance of technology and social media in the presence of your business in this entrepreneurship field. How has technology and social media being of importance in this entrepreneurship journey of yours?
So I think to give you some context, I had gone into the traditional kind of entrepreneurship model as far as business development and sales within the travel space. And what had happened was, and when I say traditional, what I mean is it's your sales model where it is very dependent on phoning people, setting up appointments with people, going through to their offices, you know, talking to them about your business, and then from there following up and then onboarding as a client. So it was a very face-to-face traditional way of doing business.
True.
And when the travel restrictions hit within the South African space, actually globally, I'm not sure how affected you guys were in Kenya, but in South Africa, the restrictions were quite hectic in that, you know, you couldn't move, you couldn't do business as you would usually do it.
Yeah.
So what that meant was there was no business to do. If you were not meeting with people, then, you know, in the beginning, we all tried to do Zoom meetings and all of that, and that worked perfectly. But after a while, there was what I would call Zoom fatigue, mm-hmm. you know, where it becomes a little bit more difficult to be able to reach the client that you are wanting to reach.
Mm.
Fortunately for me, in that time, I had started upskilling myself with regards to social media marketing with a company in the UK. Mm. And I used those skills that I had learned to be able to market my business and put it directly in front of my ideal client so that they can then be able to know about my services and then be able to book consultations with me. So it is, I flipped my model where traditionally I would be contacting my client or potential client to then book a meeting with them. The digital space allowed me to flip it in that I was able to put my services directly in front of my ideal client, and they were able to contact me and set up some time with me in order to be able to hear how I can assist their business.
That's interesting. I think, you know, just what I'm understanding and what I'm also getting in light to what you're sharing is in relation to, you know, you accepted that you were at the traditional sales model, you know, whereby you had to go to offices, you know, and advertise and share your ideas to clients. So you had to present yourself to the clients. And then, you know, after the COVID mm-hmm. pandemic happening all over, there were travel restrictions in South Africa. And so it meant, you know, you had to find another way of reaching out to your clients, which in this case, you began the Zoom meetings. But all of a sudden, there was something like a Zoom fatigue, mm-hmm. which is real, not just in South Africa, but I think not just even to you, but even to more people in the digital mm-hmm. space. And so you had to shift now and, you know, maneuver to the other space of whereby you now had to set your idea to your clients, whereby now that you share your idea, at the face of your clients, and they will now set their time to come and connect with you directly without you having to go to them, but them having to get information about you through your consultation. Then from there, they will now schedule a meeting or a program with you where you will now be able to mm-hmm. interact with them.
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, so it's just like, you decided to see the beauty out of the lemons, removing lemonade out of the lemons of this tough time of the pandemic. Interesting. So now just to now go into detail in relation to you beginning maneuvering and thriving in such a season as this, you've talked about, moving into the digital space of the social media and taking advantage of it. But I would just like you, Yvonne, to share with us the practical steps that you took to being able to leverage in these platforms. Because yes, it's easy to just say, you began, but can you just take us through the practical steps of what you're able to do in order for you to be competitive and take advantage of entrepreneurship in the social media platform?
Victoria, I think one of the things that one always needs to keep in mind, especially on the African continent, when it comes to a digital business or an internet-based business, is not everybody has access to a solid internet connection, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the biggest stumbling blocks as far as digital entrepreneurship goes on the African continent. But one thing that one must always keep in mind is we are quite blessed. If you live in an urban area on the continent, you do have access to, libraries. There are some public Wi-Fi spaces that are available. And once that particular block has been surpassed, so once you've kind of established that you have a steady internet connection or reliable internet connection, then the next thing that you need to do practically is you need to be able to educate yourself, right? There are so many different platforms that are available, free platforms that you can start off with, okay, that people are not aware of. So, for example, if I use a very basic example of something like Facebook advertising, right? Facebook advertising is a very, very powerful tool that one can use to be able to reach your ideal target market, right? If you think about the sheer volumes of people that use Facebook around the world and how much information a giant like Facebook has on all of those individuals that use the platform daily, and what sort of reach that kind of a platform can give you. Facebook is quite a powerful marketing tool. What most people don't know is that Facebook also has some free educational models within it. So if somebody wanted to learn about Facebook advertising, there are modules within Facebook that allow you to learn free, and then other free resources that are available is resources like YouTube. On YouTube, you can learn practically anything off of YouTube. So once you've established practically your Facebook or your connectivity, your internet connectivity, then I think the next practical thing is to explore all the free resources that are available to you on the subject matter. So when you're looking at digital entrepreneurship, are you looking at social media marketing? Are you looking at social media management? Are you looking at web design? It depends what your business is. But then fully explore the free resources that are available to you. Right? And then I think the most important thing then, Victoria, is to look at what, after you've got your basics on your free platforms, you definitely need to look at a investment where you go into, where you get help with somebody that is reliable, somebody that has done this practically, and somebody that is able to walk you through it. Because we've all learned something ourselves in the past, but obviously there's a limitation as to how far you can teach yourself.
You need
to be able to make an investment and have somebody hold you by the hand and then be able to take you to the next step as far as your digital entrepreneurship journey goes.
That's interesting. I think you're being very real and very honest in just concerning on how, you know, sometimes we're taking advantage, you know, we don't take advantage of the opportunity that we have and the access to the, you know, the internet that we have, you know, and just as you're talking about the practical steps that you've noticed and you've been able to acknowledge is that, you know, just being having a place in an urban center where there's a stable network stability, you're able to, you know, find it as a blessing and, you know, getting to take advantage of that because it's a block that has been surpassed. You know, you've been able to acquire, you know, you've been able to overcome one hindrance, one problem to being able now to find a reliable source. And you've just talked about after you've acknowledged that you have an internet stability, you know, you're able now to start getting to know of how you can educate yourself concerning these platforms. And, you know, you've talked about the Facebook advertisement that, you know, we young people need to take advantage of the platform that we have in the social media, learn on how to advertise, learn on how to use them, and also being able to also just take advantage of YouTube because it's there to be able to teach us in relation to the what we're interested in. Is it web design? In that which we're interested in, we can be able to learn. And then, you know, you've just concluded by saying, after we've been able to see that we have these resources at hand and we've been able to learn, it's now reaching out to an investment, investing in a reliable person to hold our hands and work with us this journey. Yeah, so
absolutely.
So Yvonne, as you're talking about someone holding your hand, a reliable person holding your hand, can you share with us, you know, on how, you know, if there was a person who held your hand in the season of you transitioning into the entrepreneurship in the digital, into the digital space?
Yes. So I think that has been quite crucial. In my journey, in South Africa, what we have quite often is we have these free entrepreneurship seminars, and I'm sure in places like Nairobi they are there as well. So this would be a seminar that is usually a free seminar, and what happens there is there are a number of speakers that comes through and they speak about your sales and entrepreneurship type of models. Most of the time it is a motivational kind of afternoon that you spend there, and you have different speakers that speak on different things. So I attended a similar one in January this year, and there were a number of different speakers, but one of the speakers that was there is a international internet marketing guru by the name of Paul O'Mahony, and his program is called Rethink Social Media. And he spoke about different ways in which one can make money off of the internet or have an internet-based business without having to be an expert in, you know, anything as far as the internet. And this is the program that I then chose to invest in. And it's a 12-month program that you enroll in. And essentially what happens is you have a bi-weekly, so twice a week, you have a program that you work through, and then twice a week you have meetings. And they basically teach you how to build your own internet-based business. And how they do it is they work off of what your strengths are. And because I was already interested in I had already started doing my own kind of, you know, self-taught, like I said, internet-based business that was in line with my traditional business model. I was then able to use that platform to then catapult myself into a digital space and then build my internet business in a way that is sustainable and in a way in which I'm able to carry out my work in a professional manner that then maximizes my return on investment.
Yeah, so that's amazing. That I think that's good to hear, just the fact that you're telling us, you know, the seminar is, you know, the platform that you're having to be able to gather and get to have people we can who can mentor us and even hold our hands. We should run for such opportunities. As you're just, you know, talking about your January, the seminar that you went to in January, just to be, and you're able to get this opportunity where you're able to be trained on entrepreneurship, and now you're talking about you have begun and you're still running an entrepreneurship that is sustainable and also professional, still impacting the community and the society, and as you also grow in your digital space.
And I think what's important there, just to mention, is I was also, you know, when I had started the journey in January, it was just something extra that I was interested in. I didn't necessarily at the time have a solid plan because, remember, I was very comfortable in the way that I was carrying out my my career and my business in the traditional sense. You know, that was going well. I didn't have any qualms, but I just thought, oh, this is interesting. It might be a good extra skill set to acquire. You know, it might come in handy in future. But little did I know how soon that future would be, because by the end of April, in South Africa, we had gone into hard lockdown, and now my business was no longer able to, you know, function the way that it would have traditionally functioned. So fortunately for me, I had already started working on this in January, and then I was able to fast track and use what I had learned to carry on doing business in a digital space.
Ah, that's good to hear. So I think you're also just encouraging us as young people to also not ignore the interests that come our way, you know, the interests that are burning within our hearts, and being able to not just have the interest, but also rise up and being able to connect to an opportunity or a platform that we can be able to learn and be able to grow in that journey of the interest that we have.
Yes, absolutely. I think there are so many opportunities that become available to young people, you know, on the African continent. I think there are so many programs that we have the opportunity to join. So I would say when that opportunity presents itself, you know, grab it with both hands. You might not know what you're going to do with it immediately, but as you go through the program and you do all the steps, it starts to become apparent, and you never know who you're going to meet along that journey that will be able to affect your life in a very positive manner.
Interesting. Thank you so much for sharing with us that. Just in conclusion, Yvonne, kindly just share with us on how your journey as a young person, because most of the young people in Vijana Tupo and those also hear our podcast are people who love to resonate with people with our speakers' experiences, you know, what they have learned, where they began with. Because we as young people, we try to, or we desire to hear the story of another person and being able to now, you know, see if it's possible or not. And we just like to hear your journey. You know, yes, you've talked about the seminar beginning, the seminar happening in January and how it has impacted you, but just the journey of entrepreneurship, the journey of the digital space, how and from where did it start, and how has it been able to align your journey as you're growing in your professional and sustainability in your entrepreneurship journey? Just in conclusion, can you just, you know, share with us your journey in this field as a young person, so that you may resonate with the challenges that you had, you know, we may resonate with the principles that you had in the journey as you're setting your goal, and also just the what kept you thriving even in those tough times, and what kept you, you know, focused in that journey of your, you know, your entrepreneurship journey in the digital space.
So I think just to give some context to that question is, I want to first say where I grew up, you know. I like I mentioned at the beginning, I grew up in Botswana. I grew up in a small village called Palape. And I was, you know, your typical small village upbringing where we would run around barefoot, you know, we would chase donkeys. At that time in the 90s, Botswana was still very rural. We would ride our bikes, you know, very, very a small village, humble upbringing. My parents were both teachers, and it was a simple life. But I think what helped me now is I know from my humble upbringings, from how I grew up, I know that it doesn't really take too much to be able to do something, right? And I think fast forwarding to the impact that the COVID has had on my career, I found myself in a place where I had worked quite hard to build a career up to a certain point. But because of external factors, I was now in a place where I was stuck. I couldn't do anything as I had planned it to be. And I think most people will practically find themselves in that place where you feel stuck. You know, you've tried this, you've tried that, especially in the entrepreneurial journey. And you just feel like, I don't know if it's a financial decision or if it's a, you know, if it's a financial restriction, maybe you've run out of funds, you need funding, or it is a capability or a technical knowledge kind of blockage. But for me, I think what made a difference is to be able to have a mentor to reach out to. And I've always found places like LinkedIn to be an incredible resource where if you are able to get connected on LinkedIn and reach out to people, there's always people there that are able to assist. So I've always used the resources around me and the networks around me to be able to get help. Always, always reach out and say, you know, could you help me with this? I'm not understanding some way. I use your networks to be able to say, I need to be able to help, get funding for computers, as an example. Reach out to your network. And although maybe Yvonne within your network might not be able to help you with the funding, she might be able to refer you to Victoria within her network that might be able to help you with the funding. So I think practically speaking, that's one thing that I would always say. When you reach out for help, also be clear on what sort of help you need. It doesn't necessarily help if you are in a place where you're stuck and then you just say, oh, I need help. But you need to be clear as, I need help with a new computer. I need help with internet connection. Let me speak to Victoria, who will then be able to point me to the right person. So always, always reach out and never feel like you're in a place where you can't reach or you can't move forward from there.
That's interesting. Just talking about your background and also telling us of how the challenges will be there. Yes. And you're just talking about, you know, the COVID came, it was an external factor to your entrepreneurship business and it did affect you. And that we as young people may go through various challenges in entrepreneurship as we begin, or even as you go through the journey. But we should always get to know that being vulnerable or expressing ourselves is very important. Reaching out is very important, but also being clear on what we need assistance on and just being honest in relation to what exactly you need to be assisted. And even if the person is not able to get to assist you directly, they always can hold your hand and being able to connect you to someone else.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Yvonne. I think it's been very, you know, it's been very interactive and also very educative in relation to it's time to rise up. It's time to begin that journey, that entrepreneurship. It's time to get to be, take advantage of the platforms that are there for one to learn, especially as young people have the interest and above all being vulnerable, taking advantage of the connect network that are there and also being specific and particular, even in the entrepreneurship space and even through, during our challenges.
Thank you. Yes.
Is there any, you can just have give us a parting shot as we end the podcast for today.
Sorry, Victoria, could you repeat that again? I lost you there for a second.
My apologies. I'm requesting that you may share with us, the young people of Vijana Tupo, your parting shot for today's podcast.
So I would say, you know, it sounds like a cliche, but at the moment, the world is your oyster. Mm. I think that the impact that COVID-19 has had on the world has been really bad, but there's always a silver lining. Mm. And I think what has happened is the world has turned digitally. Mm. So that then open no longer as solid as what they used to be. You can literally hop onto a call like Victoria and myself are doing now with somebody anywhere in the world and just reach out to them. You don't have to be physically able to travel, but now, you know, you can hop onto an internet call and reach out to anybody in the world, and people have the time now to be able to assist. So that's my parting shot, is now more than ever, the world is your oyster and you are able to do whatever it is that you hope to do. And Victoria, if anybody is, you know, wanting to reach out to me directly, I'm always open. And the easiest way to reach me is on LinkedIn. If you go and you look for Yvonne Nkalatala on LinkedIn, drop me a message and I'm always able to help.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Yvonne. Thank you also for the willingness to hold our hand as young people. And also thank you for just reminding us that it is possible.
Thank you so much for your time as well.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your the content you've been able to share with us, and we really do appreciate. Have a good day and God bless you.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.